Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we'll do a little chat just so that we can wait until a file gets uploaded into our Google Drive. And then we're going to play a game of Guess Who, but Drag Race Edition.
Which means I'm going to fail miserably because I don't have everybody's names memorized.
Oh, there's a list that I'm including in the file. So I bought it off of Etsy, and it's actually like you can the physical game of Guess Who, but they provide you with like downloads of the cards that you can print out for yourself that have the Drag Race queens on them all the way up until the recent episode or the recent season. So
okay.
You can download it and print them out and cut them up yourself, and then just replace the little cards that are in the Guess Who game with the cards that they give you.
Oh, okay. So we're literally playing Guess Who.
Yeah.
I love that game.
So it's a lot. It'll be a lot of fun. I bought it so that like we could play it, Ryan and I could play it, or that I could play it like if we do eventually. I've been trying to get everyone at work to have. We didn't even do our episode, our opening yet.
No, we didn't.
Okay, hold on. Hello, welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
That was a... it's been a rough start, apparently. Jeez.
Apparently,
but anyway,
we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, and I have really terrible lighting right now. But anyways, so I bought it so that I've been trying to get at work everybody to in the Pride ERG to do like a networking night that's also like a game night, and I had like there were three of us that actually signed up and said that we were going to do it, so I tabled it for the time being because I'm like, it doesn't make sense for there to only be three of us. But I'm thinking about reaching out to the Marlboro facility and seeing if they want to coordinate and do a thing similar where it's like a game night or a movie night that where we come to the facility, play games, and network.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Because to me, that sounds like a lot of fun, and you get a chance to know the people that work in the other facilities, and
right, you get a chance
see what
to
they do,
build your community.
Yeah,
love that.
So hopefully, at some point, we can coordinate something and do something like that. But that's part of the reason I bought this. And then also I just saw someone playing Guess Who. I think it was Smosh. They played Guess Who. I don't think it was Drag Race Edition, but they played Guess Who. And I was like, ooh, that would be fun with Drag Race. And I looked it up and there was some on Etsy. So I bought it off Etsy and it was just a download.
Love that.
And then they did play a Clue Guess Who that was, a Clue game that was Drag Race Clue.
Oh, okay.
And that one seemed fun, but it wasn't like the Drag Race Queens. It was just the Drag Race set was part of it.
Okay. All right. I haven't played Guess Who in so long, but I remember that being one of my favorite games back in elementary school.
No, I always enjoyed it. We didn't really play it very much just because we didn't really play very many board games unless we were like destitute. Like, not destitute, I guess, unless we were like completely bored or if it was raining outside or whatever, we would play board games so that we wouldn't otherwise.
Oh no, we were a board game kind of family, but the problem was the majority of the board games that we would play at home were like chess or checkers. No. That's really only like a two-person game. And my ex-stepfather was the worst when it came to playing chess because he had to win. And like the couple of times that I remember beating him, he got so upset.
Yeah.
So like it made us not want to play with him at all.
I mean, that makes sense. He was kind of an asshole.
Right?
I guess still is because he's not.
He still is.
Still living.
Did I tell you that he's apparently doing a podcast?
Yeah, you talked about it on the last episode.
Oh my God. Crazy.
And I was like, I don't know that I would want to watch that, but hey, pop off, sis.
You know, whatever.
So the way we'll do this, I'll preface this while we kind of play, is there's a file that's called Guess Who Drag Race 8 8.5 by 11 large inserts. So from what I kind of assumed we would do is go through, choose our person, and then from there we have to kind of guess. And there is a list. It's the Guess Who Drag Race instructions. So let me actually cancel some of these.
Love some Guess Who Drag Race instructions.
And then I will upload just the Drag Race instructions because we don't really need the other ones.
Right, that makes sense.
So I'll share these both with you, and then we can play. And I might just cut part of this out so that people don't have to listen to it.
Valid. Since we're really not doing much right this second.
Sarah.
Where are you sharing it to?
I just sent it to your email.
Okay.
S.A. Smith one.
Okay. I assumed that that was the one.
Oh, speaking of, while we wait, I did get another email, and I don't think I, so I had gotten this email prior to us looking at the emails last time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull it up again. And then they responded again last week sometime.
We're just so interesting today.
I know, it's crazy. So let me see. Go to the right one. And it was pretty, I don't know about it because they're from a independent. We're getting a lot of political requests.
I'm not shocked by that.
We did get a follow-up from that. The one about the autism kids.
Oh, yeah.
That you and I are kind of like, it seems kind of questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is, let me pull it over here so I'm not staring off to the side. This one is from the person that reached out is named Justin Longo. And they're responding from a company called the Independent Center. And so I went on to their website and looked at it a little bit. But here's the email. It says, "Hi, James and Sarah. Just following up on my note about Adam Brandon from the Independent Center. In the time since I last reached out, our team has heard from even more independent voters hungry for a place in the national conversation. Adam has been right in the center of this groundswell, I guess. And his background in guiding the Tea Party, as well as his current role helping shape strategies for independent voters, remains highly relevant. Adam is focused on steering clear of the pitfalls that come when movements stray away from their original nonpartisan ideals. His approach centers on emphasizing shared values, not personalities, and he's confident this is what truly empowers individuals in their communities. Adam's insights into the mechanics of building relationships and trust with voters, especially those who feel sidelined by the two main parties, would add a practical and fresh perspective to your podcast conversation. Love to hear your thoughts on bringing Adam onto the show. Thanks for considering." And then the original email had a link to the Washington Post article that they did. He spent a decade leading Freedom Works and now advises the Independent Center as a senior advisor. Again, I just looked at the website and I don't know. I didn't look too much into it, but I did respond and I said, "Thank you for reaching out. After some review of the Independent Center website, we would be interested in scheduling a preliminary meeting to discuss the potential guest interview on our podcast. Do you have a booking link that we can use to schedule a quick Zoom meeting to discuss the logistics of the podcast and brainstorm some topics that will be covered in the event that we decide to move forward with the guest interview? Let us know if you have any additional questions or concerns. Thank you. Now about that, productions team." So I don't know. I mean, like I said, typically, I mean, the way that it kind of sounds and some of the information, I don't know how much I agree with like the independent people, because most of the time independents tend to lean more
conservative
than anything.
Yeah.
And I think they are saying they're independent just because they don't want to be labeled as Republicans anymore.
I mean,
but I haven't heard anything, so I don't know. And it doesn't seem like that was Tuesday or Wednesday that I sent that. So we'll see if they respond. And if they don't, then oh well.
Oh well. All right. So for this, where are we wanting to, like, which season, I guess, are we wanting to do?
So I would say just go through. I don't think it's listed as seasons in the large inserts. Why are you opening? Thank you.
No, it is not listed in seasons in the large inserts. It just shows the peeps.
Yeah. So I would say, like, one of the first questions we could ask is this in the, like, within page, like, a certain page range? Is the person that you selected within a certain page range? And then that'll help us narrow it down. That work? Okay.
Sure.
So while you choose your person, I'll read through, like, the instructions. Because it's basically, I mean, if you don't understand what Guess Who is, this won't make sense. So if you're listening and you're like, I have no idea what Guess Who is. Basically, you have it's like a little game that has like frames of people, and you pick a card, and that's the person that you choose. And the other person basically describes that person, and you have to ask questions to help kind of narrow down which person you think it is. And in this, it's kind of just, we have a list of cards that are previous Drag Race contestants, up to, like I said, season 17. And then included in this is just, it doesn't have like a description of them, but it tells their name. And then what we're going to do is pick one and then have the other person start guessing and ask questions about the person. It could be about their appearance in the actual PDF, or it could be about their time on Drag Race, what season they're on. That'll help narrow it down as well. It looks like they didn't highlight season 12. It's just kind of blurred in with the names on this PDF. And then we're just going to go through and play. Sound fine?
Yep.
All right. Do you have your person chosen?
I don't. Because I'm torn. Because there's like four that I want to do. But okay. Okay. All right. I've got one.
Okay. I have mine. So would you like to go first?
Sure. Okay. Is your queen between pages 2 and 8?
No. All right. Is your queen between pages 10 and 16?
No. Does your queen have red hair?
No.
Okay.
It's not red, no. Okay. It's not red. Does your queen have dark hair?
Yes.
Yes, that's not very helpful because there's a lot of them that have dark hair on the first. Okay.
Does your queen have an unnatural hair color?
No. Is your queen wearing pink in their photo?
No.
No. Okay.
Let's see.
I guess they are kind of in season order.
Okay. Is your queen wearing any yellow?
No. Wearing, no.
Okay.
Was your queen in season 4?
No.
Okay.
Was your queen in season 11?
No. Is your queen wearing blue?
That's a good question. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Is your queen wearing something classical?
I would say no. I think it depends on how you classify that. Is your queen have a natural hair color?
Yes. Okay. Is your queen on page 10?
No. Let's see. Is your queen on page 6?
Let me double check. Yes.
Okay. I think I might know who yours is.
I think you know who mine is.
I do. But go ahead with your guess.
Let's see. Is your queen holding a prop?
No. Is your queen Bob the Drag Queen?
No.
Oh. Okay. Then I have another guess. But go ahead.
Okay. I already know it's not on that page. Is your queen's hair brown?
Hold on. Let me get back down. There is brown in it, but it is not the primary color.
Okay.
It's kind of like roots. Okay. There's only a few other queens that are wearing blue, so I'm going to ask another question to kind of narrow it down. Is your queen have dark hair? Did I ask that already? The answer is yes. I asked that already.
Yeah, you asked that already.
Okay. Okay. I just screwed up then. Because I know who it is then. I think. So go ahead. There's two, because I don't know what you classify as blue. Because to me, they're wearing a shade of blue, both of them. But I don't think, I wouldn't call it blue, one of them. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Is your queen not wearing crop natural hair colors? So that's going to block the people. I'm like.
Maybe narrow it down to the page again.
Right. That's what I'm trying to think. Okay. I know it's not on 10.
It is one of the newer seasons, so I'll say that too.
Okay. Is your queen on page 14?
Yes. Is your queen Kennedy Davenport?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I don't think you're classified. Blue is the same blue as what I'm classifying as blue.
Okay.
Because to me, the other people that are on here that have dark hair are not wearing blue. They're wearing green.
No, there is another one that's wearing blue. I even double checked before, like, when you asked. Okay. Is your queen a black woman?
No, that doesn't really help you. There aren't very many on that page. I mean, it helps you, but not that much because there aren't very many. That's kind of sad how few people of color there are on that page. Okay. Is your person also wearing purple?
No. Or at least, let me double check. No. Is your queen plus size?
No. Purple. Is your queen Ben de la Creme?
No.
Then I don't know who you're talking about because there's no one else wearing blue with dark hair. And Dayla isn't blue, it's green. Kennedy Davenport, it's a reach because hers is kind of green.
Bruh, Adore Delano.
And it's not blue, that's black.
That is blue. I zoomed in on it. That is blue.
Okay, from here I see black.
No, that's why I zoomed in on it. Now make sure, so don't be telling me that I'm not right, because it is, it's blue.
It looks black to me. It's very dark navy blue, yeah. Okay, can you guess my person?
I think your person is a mandatory meeting.
It sure is a mandatory meeting. That was kind of difficult, actually.
I think it was harder because narrowing down the page.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of Drag Race queens.
It is
every season almost is on the coordinating page. Not fully every season is on the page that matches with their season, but most of them are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my first one was a mandatory meeting.
Mine was Adore Delano.
And yours was Adore Delano. All right. Do you want to do another one?
Sure.
Okay. I have mine now.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Do you want to go first this time?
Yeah. Is your queen on pages 8 to 16?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Same question. Is your queen on pages 8 to 16?
Yes. Is your queen wearing dark hair?
No.
Okay. It's not helpful because there's a lot with blonde.
Does your queen have an unnatural hair color?
No. Is your queen wearing a two-piece? Or separates. I guess I'll say separates.
Define separates. Do you mean like a suit?
It's not a gown, I guess I should say. Like, it doesn't look like it would be a gown.
Okay. Yes, it does not look like it would be a gown.
Okay.
Is your queen blonde?
No. Is your queen from season 10?
No. Is your queen a redhead?
No. Does your queen have a natural hair color?
No. Especially not in this photo.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay. Is your queen a white person?
No. That helps narrow it down because there's not very... Well, I guess there's quite a few on that last couple. Is your queen from season 9?
No. Is your queen... Is your queen from season 12?
No. Is your queen wearing purple?
No.
Some of these pictures are very generous.
Right? Is your queen in season 14?
No. Let's see. They're not wearing purple. They don't have a... is your queen a person of color?
I don't know.
Okay.
They are wearing something very colorful.
That's not what I asked.
I know, but I don't know. I don't know what their race is.
Mm. Okay.
Or at least not according to that picture. Is your queen wearing something that is meant to be a costume of somebody else?
No. No, definitely not. Is your queen season 17?
Yes.
Okay. I think I know who it is. Oh, potentially. There's two. And if it's the one that I'm... If it's either of the two that I'm thinking of, the answer to the last question is yes.
Okay.
Well, the previous question about person of color.
Right. I knew which one you meant. okay. Is your queen from season 8?
Hold on. Let me check the sheet and how they have it listed. So on the sheet, yes.
Okay, so on the sheet, the person that I'm looking for is season 8.
Yes.
Okay.
So as your person, I'm going to go with the more bold guess and say, is your person Lucky Stars?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. And yes, that person is, I think they're part black.
Okay, so I think for you, I'm torn. But I'm going to guess just because, like, obviously I can't win at this point. But just because, was your person Asia O'Hara?
No.
The other one that I was thinking was either Trinity the Tuck or Mayhem Miller.
Trinity the Tuck isn't a person of color.
That's why I didn't go with her first. Because yeah. I was like, wait, is that the makeup or...
The person is Cynthia Lee Fontaine. And she was technically in both seasons 8 and 9. That's why I had to look at the sheet and see where she was listed in the sheet. Because she came back for season... Was it season 9? Maybe it was 7 and 8.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine is a person of color?
Yeah. She's Mexican descent. Okay. Or no, not Mexican. Puerto Rico.
So, okay. Okay. Well...
I like how you thought you didn't think that. Sorry, wait, hold on. You didn't think that Trinity the Tuck wasn't a person of color, but you thought that Cynthia Lee Fontaine was a person of color.
No, wasn't? I didn't think that Cynthia Lee Fontaine was a person of color. Well, first of all, in comparison to a lot of the other queens, her makeup looks a lot more natural and sedate, so she does look more like a white person.
Yeah, Cynthia, it looks like in this picture, she's dressed more for a pageant.
Yeah, so like in the picture I had available, she looks more like a white person, so I did not know. But Trinity the Tuck, again, I couldn't tell because of the particular photo that they're using.
Yeah, it is very shadowed.
It's very shadowed, so then I was just like, okay, is this a problem with, like, the picture, the makeup, the what?
Yeah. All right. You want to do another one?
Yeah, we can do one more.
Okay. And then I have some Drag Race behind the scenes facts that we can look at as well, if you want to do that after this.
Okie dokie.
Okay. I have my next person. And you go to first this time.
Okay. Is your queen from an earlier season?
Yes. Is your queen from a most recent season?
No.
Okay.
Does your queen have an unnatural hair color?
No. Does your queen have an unnatural hair color?
No.
They also did Delta work terrible. She has so many better pictures. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. Is your queen making a serious face in her photo?
I would say yes. Which doesn't really narrow it down, because a lot of them are.
I mean, it narrows it down for me, because then I'm like, okay, I know that it's not somebody who's smiling, and it's not somebody who's making a goofy face.
Okay. Yeah, she's not really smiling. Kind of. Her teeth are showing, but I wouldn't say she's smiling. And she's not making a goofy face, no. Is your queen from season 2?
No. Is your queen from season 6?
No. Is your queen from season 4?
No. Let me double check and make sure that I'm guessing right here. Okay. Is your queen in season 1?
No. Is your queen wearing pink?
Yes. Is your queen wearing pink?
No. Not in their clothing.
Okay.
Double check the date or the season. Is your queen in season 5?
No.
Okay.
Is your queen a blonde?
No. That really doesn't help you, because a lot of them are wearing very dark hair.
No.
Or very crazy hair colors. All right. Wearing pink. Does your queen natural hair color? We said that already. Yes, natural hair color. Is your queen's hair color dark?
No.
Okay.
Is your queen wearing a gown?
You can't really see, but I would say yes. It looks like it would be a gown if you could see the entire.
If you could see the entire thing, okay. Yeah.
Is your queen in season 6?
No. You said it's one. Okay. Is your queen in a season with a single digit?
Yes, which is also the earlier seasons. You already asked that, kind of.
Yeah, but I was trying to figure out exactly where you drew the line at earlier seasons, because, yeah, I was just trying to figure that out. Okay. No.
Is your queen on season 7?
No.
Okay. Before
then. Was your queen on season 10?
No. Remember, mine was an earlier season. Sorry, did I say no to single digit?
Oh, yeah, you did. I'm sorry. That was me. I was looking at something else. My bad.
I meant yes to single digit.
Okay. Let me... Do you care if I
ask
that?
Yeah, ask another question.
Because I'm dumb today. Okay. Is your person from season 5?
No. All right. I'm trying to narrow down this whole pink thing with natural hair color, because everyone that I'm seeing is not really wearing pink with natural hair color in any other season.
I feel like I should tell you something.
Okay.
This person does not have hair.
Oh, okay. Then I know who it is. Are they? Wait, no. Are they in season 3?
No.
Okay. Then I think I know definitely who it is.
I think you do too. But I'm just over here like sweating bullets because you're like natural hair color. I'm like, well, I mean, technically it is natural hair color because it's just their skin and that's natural. But
I totally understand that. Yeah, that's 100%. 100%.
Okay, let's see. Is your queen from season 4?
No. Just to keep it interesting, I'm going to keep asking questions, even though I'm pretty sure 100% I know who yours is.
Okay.
Is your queen from season 1?
Yes. Is your queen from season 2?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Is your queen on Gina?
Yes. Okay. I don't have a good guess.
So remember, dark hair. Yeah. Not that smiling in their photo. Mm-hmm. Is wearing a dress. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have pink in their outfit, but has pink and is a person of color. I don't think I answered that, but I'll give you that.
Okay.
And jewelry is present in their picture.
What?
Oh, wait. Season 3, not 2. Shit. That was my bad.
Wow. Because I'm over here like, none of these people.
Hold on. No, she's season 2. I was right. I'll even give you another one. She's no longer with us.
Oh, dang.
I don't think that helps you, though.
I don't think that helps me.
Because I don't think you know.
I don't think I know. Is it Tatiana?
Tatiana is still with us.
That's why I'm like, I don't know.
But that is a good guess. It's not Tatiana. You want to try and guess again? There's only one person in this season that is no longer with us.
Yeah, but I didn't watch this season. Is it? No.
And it's relatively natural makeup, which doesn't really help because all of them are wearing relatively natural makeup.
Nicole Page Brooks?
No. That's also a good guess. Three to the right.
Sahara Davenport?
Sahara Davenport, yeah. I don't remember who she was in a relationship with, but she had a relationship with Manila Luzon. And then...
Were you talking about her lipstick for the pink?
Yes. I said she wasn't wearing pink in her outfit, and she's wearing pink lipstick.
I just in general said, is she wearing pink?
I know, and I said not in her outfit. No. And I clarified it. I said not in her outfit, but she does have pink on.
It's so faint. It doesn't even look like pink. I had to zoom in.
All right. Well, let me send you the link to the BuzzFeed article, which I hate doing BuzzFeed, but that was the only one that wasn't like you have to have a paid subscription to see.
Oh, yeah, because nothing's free anymore.
Yeah, that has like the behind the scenes stuff. Talk a little bit about, have you watched any of the most recent All-Stars Drag Race?
I have not.
Listen, I didn't think I would like it to begin with, but I have been watching and I have been liking. I am kind of annoyed with a lot of the fans that are whining about Ginger being there again for the fourth time, even though it's like, technically when you think about it, this is a lot of the queen's third time as well. Because it's right. Also, who else? The Georges literally just on last season of All Stars, and they brought her back for this All Stars too. And then it's not her third time, but Butthole. Oh, what is her first name? Her actual name, Lydia Butthole Collins. She was just on season 17, and they brought her back before she had any time to change and adapt and like grow as a queen. I will say I do love her, and she's doing great on this season. I thought she did great on her own season, and she's doing amazing this season. I don't understand like the discourse around Ginger being back for the fourth time. She's doing amazing. She makes great television, and what they said, if they ask you to come back, why wouldn't you say yes?
Right, like more money in your pocket.
Yeah, like that doesn't make it's a chance to make $200,000. And what's weird is they're doing it. I don't think we've talked about it before, or we may have. It's like brackets where the first bracket is the first nine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nine queens, yeah. Or six queens. So there's six queens in each bracket. There's three brackets. The first 3 weeks was bracket one. Second 3 weeks was bracket two. And then the last 3 weeks was bracket, or the next 3 weeks is bracket three. And then they take the top three queens from those three brackets, and now they're on the semifinals. And that was this week was the beginning of the semifinals. And what's weird is I just watched an interview, or they were at Roscoe's, I think, and Cynthia Lee Fontaine was talking about how their season, or this season, they did the brackets in July last year, and they just started the new, like the semifinals, in April this year.
Dang.
So there was so much time in between then and now, then in the semifinals, that the so two of the queens that moved on to the semifinals, Mistress Isabel Brooks and Ginger, have lost a significant amount of weight. Like Ginger, I think she said she lost over 130 pounds.
Damn.
And she looks so different now. Totally happy for her if she's healthy and she feels great and she looks great. And then Mistress Isabel Brooks lost a lot. She didn't really say how much, but she also lost quite a bit of weight. And they both look great. But it's so jarring to see the difference between what we just saw last week and then what we see this week.
Right. That makes sense.
So that's one of the big changes with this one, because it didn't go like straight through. They waited, even like the season. I mean, typically they do record the actual season like a year in advance, and then when it comes to the finale, it's usually closer to the time that it airs. So that's usual, but like not like this, because it's like the semifinals and then they're going on to the finals. And the finals are the top three, or the top two from, or the last two, I guess, I don't really know, the last two from this semifinals and then one other queen that is picked at random by the judges to go into this pool where they'll kind of make it, it's like a roulette. They'll put their name in a pool and pull from that pool. And then it'll be the top three that do the final lip sync for the crown. Okay. And I personally am hoping for Ginger Minj. And then Bosco is one of my favorites as well. And who's the other one? I would say Lydia B. Collins. She's good, but I don't think she's going to make it. Denali should be there as well. I don't think Cynthia Lee Fontaine deserved. I don't think what she presented was good enough to be in the semifinals, because a lot of her outfits were very terribly put together. She didn't really do very well on most of the challenges. So the only reason she got there was because a lot of their, like, the points that they gave out, so the bottom four of the week gave out points to the other queens that were in their bracket. And the only reason she's there is because she got one more point than Denali, because another queen, Acid Betty, gave her point that she was supposed to give out, and someone else, I think Denali, gave her a point, and it ended up pushing her over Denali. So it was very frustrating. But I mean, it's a television show, so it's not like life or death. So in the end, it doesn't really matter.
Right. Like, in the end, it's just reality TV. It's not the end of the world.
That's why I don't understand why so many of these Drag Race fans act the way that they do. Because it's like, in the end, it's just a television show. The fact that the person that you really enjoyed didn't make it has no bearing on your life, actually.
Right. It's like, that's not... Yeah, no. We live in a crazy world right now.
So this is from BuzzFeed. It was posted by Jake Farrington, and it's 16 behind the scenes secrets from RuPaul's Drag Race that will have you gagging honey. Oh god,
I hate when places do that.
Yeah. So the first one is, the queens only have 3 to 4 weeks to prepare for the show. I think that was true in the earlier seasons. I don't know that that's true anymore. I think they get a little bit more time than they had previously. And this was from 2023, so it's not like the most recent. Mm-hmm. But according to Jan, so this is based on something that Jan posted on her Instagram or TikTok or something, it said that she had 18 days to prepare for the workroom.
Number two, the workroom entrances really are the first time the girls see who was cast in their season. This says, in one video, we learned that for the first episode of the season, everyone receives a different call time and waits in different trailers prior to filming, so the entrances can be kept secret. However, Jan did say that during the quarantine before filming All Star 6, she could hear some of the girls through the walls of the hotel, like Yara Sophia, who was cackling and doing her own thing. Jan also revealed that she knew which other New York girls would be there prior to filming, like Britta Filter in season 12, presumably because the girls talk.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of them may not know exactly, but they do. They have a good idea.
Yeah.
The producers help the queen choose their entrance lines. In Jan's experience, she had other lines prepared before going into the shoot. Initially, she was going to say, "I've got this one in the bag," a reference to her namesake Jan Sport, which is a bag, get it? But the producers decided she should say the line later in the episode during confessionals. She was only given 20 minutes to come up with a new line, which is a big deal since this is her first impression on the Drag Race audience. And it's, "Hey y'all, let's play some basketball."
Which, I mean, fits as yeah. well.
So. She didn't even go by Jan Sport the actual season, though. She went by Jan because they thought that they would have a lawsuit from Jan Sport.
Probably. Number four, the queens actually perform the entire song during a lip sync for Your Life, even though we don't see all of it.
I did know that.
I assumed that, to be honest.
Yeah. I did know that because I think I've seen a couple of queens say that. And then there's a limit to how much the queens are allowed to pack for the show. Ladies are allowed to bring 5 50-pound suitcases with them into the competition. I don't think that's true anymore, just based on like what I've seen recently on the episode. I think a lot of them also have some stuff shipped over before, because there are some things that won't fit into a suitcase.
Right.
So to me, I think that that's a little outdated as well.
There are, number six, there are some lip sync songs that just don't get used. And according to Jan, on season 12, they were told to learn Commander by Kelly Rowland and Come Clean by Hilary Duff, but they weren't used on the show, which is apparently this author thinks a travesty.
So I would agree by Come Clean because I really enjoy that song. I don't know that I've ever heard Commander by Kelly Rowland.
I have not heard Commander by Kelly Rowland, but I have heard Come Clean by Hilary Duff.
Yeah. Number seven, there are some people on the set that help the queens with finishing touches before the runway. So there's a talent team that help Rue girls zip up their zippers, button their buttons, and other last minute details that they need help with before they stomp down the main stage.
Number eight, each Rue girl has to walk the runway twice per episode. Each queen will walk every runway once while the music is playing, and then again to do a second take in complete silence so the judges can make the jokes that we hear during the episode. Jan really hammers home how silent the room is. Like, you can hear every little footstep down the catwalk.
Yeah, I think I've heard that from other queens, and it's like, it's very disturbing sometimes because what they say, what the judges say, the queen hears it.
Right.
As they're walking down the runway. So if they're saying like really negative critiques, it's going to take a toll on the queen as they're walking.
Right.
Oof. I don't know why they wouldn't just do it once. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like maybe if there, so there's not music feedback on the queen, the judges' microphones, but still. Number nine, there are times when the queens are not allowed to interact with each other unless there are cameras on, which we've heard them talk about. There's an option called soft ice, meaning that they can talk, just not about anything within the competition. And hard ice means that they can't talk and they can't interact at all, which kind of makes sense because if it's like if the cameras aren't rolling and they something like really good happens, then it's not as like natural in the interaction if they have to do it again and then roll the cameras.
Right. That makes sense. Number 10, offset, the girls can't leave their hotel rooms or have any contact with other queens. When the day is done, everyone has to go back to their own rooms all by themselves. We did learn that the rules were a little different on All Stars, where everyone had a pool buddy they could go chill with for half an hour at a time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's a little more lax with All Stars because they've been there before and they know like what to do. Confessionals are all done in the morning before they start filming the episode. So they film the previous days or the previous episode, the previous week or days confessionals. I think this changes from season to season because I don't think that's always true. Because there are some seasons when they did the confessionals after the show had wrapped. And then the queens were like talking through what was going on after the episode.
Mm-hmm. Number 12, the iconic promo shots happen after the season has already wrapped filming, which I think makes sense to me.
Yeah. I will say that's not always true. I think like even in the newer seasons, like now, it's not after the season has wrapped, but it's at least after the first couple of episodes have been shot. And there's always at least one or two girls that are already sent home.
Mm.
Which it says like in here, I went home first. I don't really know any of these girls in any of these shoots. That makes sense to me. And then number 13, the production team provides costuming for the Rusicles. So that makes sense to me as well. And it also kind of leads to the, I don't think they actually have an option who they get to choose, what they get to choose to play in the roles that they choose whenever it shows them choosing roles, because it's kind of already set by production who's playing what role based on the costumes.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense to me as well that they would have that because like they can't expect them to have all that to be able to make it themselves. Number 14, they get a lot more time to rehearse their choreography than what's shown in an episode. When asked if they are allowed to bring videos back to their hotel rooms to practice, the answer was a quick no, as they're not allowed to have phones, tablets, etc. while filming. It was also revealed that there's a choreographer on set who helps and gives notes on what the girls come up with, and they're given a few days in between filming the beginning of an episode and the final performance to really work on the choreo.
Yeah, I think I knew that because it's like what they show in the episode cannot 100% be what is the only time that they're given. Because it's literally like a quick 20 minutes that they're given on the episode. It looks like it's around 20 minutes that they're given to work with either the choreography or choreographer or themselves to decide what the choreography is and then finish it up. The queens don't get a lot of creative control in the personal branding challenges.
That makes sense.
That does make sense, but it's kind of a little crazy because it's like their personal brand.
Right.
Queens have very little control over the final product and are not involved with the editing process at all, which makes sense because they're not editors. Not only are they much longer than what we see on TV, but they also don't have the green screens filled in or the music behind it. So the queens see the finished product at the same time as the audience does.
And then finally, number 16, Rue has an earpiece in so the producing team can help move conversations along.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I do know, I think it's not just Rue. Some of the judges, especially like the regular judges like Michelle and then like Carson and them, they also have earpieces to get fed lines whenever they're doing like the walkthrough, because if they can't think of something, then the producers will feed them lines as well.
Right, that makes sense.
Well, that's all I had. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss? Are you doing anything fun this weekend? It's Saturday, July 5th.
It is Saturday, July 5th. Not really. It's been raining a lot here. There's actually like a lot of flooding going on in Georgetown right now.
I did see that. Yeah, there's like, I think 20, last thing I saw was 24 or 27 people that have been pronounced dead based on some of the flooding that's happening in Texas right now.
Yeah, that would not surprise me. There is a big flash flood warning. So I'm pretty much just gonna stay home.
Makes sense.
If I go anywhere, it's gonna be someplace close by. I'm not traveling very far.
Yeah.
Just because the area that I'm in is not as prone to flooding, but I am kind of in an area where other place, if I wanted to go too far, I would get stuck in some flooding. And I have a little car, so I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I'm probably just going to stay home and read. I'm thinking about taking a little nap after we're done here. And tomorrow, I don't have anything planned as of now. Monday, though, I'm getting my tooth pulled.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting. So, but yeah. But other than that, it's just supposed to be a chill, relaxing weekend. What about you?
I don't really have much planned. Tomorrow, Ryan and I are going to go to a place. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a seafood place, and have some food. And then we're going to go to Crate and Barrel because we need more glasses because we've accidentally broken a lot of our glasses recently. Either dropping them or one of them, it was, I took it out of the dishwasher and it had just finished running and drying. So it was really hot. So I put a really cold drink in it and it cracked and shattered the glass.
I put tea in it.
And the tea caused it. It didn't shatter, but it like cracked and then it started leaking. And I was like, oops. So we're down to three glasses now. We used to have six. We used to have eight. Now we're down to three. One time I didn't realize that the thing wasn't all the way, the rack wasn't all the way in the dishwasher, and I slammed it closed and it moved a bunch of them, and like four of them shattered because they like knocked into each other.
Oh my God.
So we're down to three. So I'm going to go get some new glasses from Crate and Barrel. And the ones that I'm looking at are like only $8 a piece. So they're not super expensive.
There we go.
So I'm excited because we're going to get new glasses. And they're really cute glasses. Let me see if we can find them real quick.
I like how you said they're only $8 a piece.
That's pretty inexpensive for glasses.
That's horrifying. Like, because you need a cup to drink out of. Like, you need a glass to drink out of.
Yeah.
Why does it cost $8 for one?
Mm. So here's, I'm looking at this one, which I don't really know if I'm going to get it. It's called Atwell 16-ounce blue stackable ribbed highball glasses. It's a very attractive glass. I love it. But the other one I'm looking at is this one in this blue color. Oh, that's 13 ounces. I thought it was more than that. I don't think I can get those then because I don't want 13 ounces.
Right. You want a bigger glass.
Yeah, I thought it was 17
like my ounces, big glass.
But I really like this glass.
This glass is from Better Homes and Garden.
Oh. Well, this one's pretty nice, too. I like it a lot. We're going to go and look at different glass options, so we'll see. But this one, it's $9 a glass. It makes me sad. I really wanted this one because it's pretty.
It is pretty, but yeah, that's too little. They kind of vaguely remind me of like the glasses that my grandmother used to have.
Yeah. I also kind of like these, and they come in a set and they're 17 ounces.
The impression ones.
Yeah. It comes in a set of 12. I don't really need 12 glasses, but how much is one glass? Oh, $2.95.
There we go.
That's not bad.
That's so much more reasonable than $8.
I didn't think $8 was that bad. I was looking at glasses that were like $14, $20 a glass. And I was like, damn.
$20 a glass? Are you kidding?
Yeah. I think they were artisan hand blown glass though. So that makes more sense.
I mean, that does make more sense, but holy shit. I'm buying that directly from the artist, not from Crate and Barrel.
Oh, these weren't from Crate and Barrel. They were from a local shop. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod, so we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there's something you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us. Our email is at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com, or you can visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you'd like us to discuss. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week and you had a safe and normal, hopefully, 4th of July weekend. If you're celebrating.
I don't know anybody who was celebrating this year.
All right. Well, Sarah, have a good weekend.
You too. Be safe out there.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.